What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Noam Tombat, the show where I talk about nothing and maybe stuff. It's your boy Boogie. I'm back at it. I know it's been a while since I've put out an episode, but that is because I have been moving into this new space I have. So I got a new apartment and I did this thing where I purposely planned out a 2.5 week overlap so that I had enough time to get all of my stuff from over there to over here and moved in and out in the least stressful way possible. My plan was to get all the small stuff and at the very end hire movers to get all my big stuff. But I found out that like halfway through, I actually didn't have as much big stuff as I thought because a lot of things fit into my vehicle. So I asked on Facebook, I said, hey, is anybody able to help me out? And my buddy said he had a trailer. So he came over like last weekend or the weekend before and helped me get my stupid king size bed, washer dryer stuff, and my couch. And then the rest, I just was able to fit into my car or throw away. And I threw away a lot of stuff. But anyway, I'm here. This is a new setup, the new space. Hopefully, this new environment helps me get my ass in the gear because I need to do that. Not only for this, just this podcast, but also for my musical endeavors. Because my last episode was with Jeff from Greetings Program. He is my music partner. We do musics together. So I got to get on that, man. It's been a while since I was able to just buckle down and write. So that's what I'm planning on doing. Anyway, before I get started with the episode, let's just get this out the way. I want to let you guys know that if you want to reach your boy, get a hold of me, you can do so on Twitter, which I'm never on. But you can also hit me up on Instagram. It's the same handle on both. You're probably more gonna get a response from me or get a hold of me on Instagram at Noam Tombat. GNOMETOMEBAHT. You can also hit me up on the website, noamtombat.com. Click on the contact link and there is a form you can fill out. Let me know what's on your mind. Or you can also hit me up on the hot box, which is a hotline voicemail box at 210-369-8720. Once again, that's 210-369-8720. That is essentially a voicemail box where you can leave me a voicemail and let me know what's up, whatever's on your mind. If you have suggestions, you want to tell me something, you want to respond to something that happened in a previous episode, whatever. And I may play your voicemails on the upcoming episodes and talk about whatever you want to talk about. So let's get into it. Today I want to talk about making money. Everybody needs to make money to pay bills and to do the things they enjoy most for the most part. Yeah, making money on the internet. Okay, so all this came about because a couple of weeks ago, actually maybe like a month or two ago, it's been a while, I was talking to some friends of mine at work and, apparently one of my coworkers, she goes to school for like nail stuff, like, manicures, pedicures, reflexology, all that stuff. And she asked one of her classmates, she was like, hey, do you have a job? What do you do outside of this class, school that we go to? What do you do for work? And she's like, oh no, I don't have a job. I just go to school to do this nail stuff because I love doing it. And at home, the way I make money is I sell pictures of my feet on Instagram. Pictures of her feet on Instagram, y'all. So what that did was sparked up conversations at work between a bunch of my coworkers, and the whole group of them are like, well, we should all do that. So they started talking about it, and I was talking to one of them specifically about it, and I was like, hell yeah, do your thing, man, make that money. there are so many dudes out there who are like, if dudes are or people are willing to pay for stuff like that, why not? Seriously, what harm is it really? And at the end of the day, all the power is in the hands of the person selling it. Like, you make your rules, you make the boundaries. Like, okay, I'm willing to do this. Someone, you know, says, hey, I want some of this, give me some of that. No, I want some of this, give me some of that. Block. Easy. Seriously. All the power. Like, you're historically, the creepy and gross men have forced themselves onto people. But in this instance, they're still creepy and gross, but they don't have the power in this situation. So I think it's as crazy as it is, it's, to me, it's like empowering people to take advantage of, you know, the world we're in today, where this is possible and a lot easier to do than it was before because of the internet. Anyway, so we talked about that and I was like, hell yeah, do your thing, make your money. And then not even 15, 20 minutes later, I was listening to a podcast. It's the Your Mom's House podcast with Tom Segura and Christina Pajitsky, and they're a husband and wife. They're comedians, and they were talking about selling panties on the internet. And then apparently he tweeted out, like, asking people, does anybody sell panties on the internet? And then this woman said, yes, I do. So he was like, well, can you share with everybody so everybody can learn how to make money doing that same thing too? And she was like, I'd rather just email you and you tell everybody. So she did that. She emailed him, and essentially her story was this. She first started doing the foot thing, straight up just like selling pictures of her feet on the internet. She set up like a Venmo and a Cash App account. It was all on Instagram. And it went from pictures to videos, like introductory picture, $50, video of like her feet, $100, video of like her washing her feet, whatever, like $130, $150, video of her boyfriend playing with her feet, video of her feet, and then her calling the customer a piece of shit, $200. Like, and this is stuff that these dudes were asking for. And she was like, sure, I'll call you a piece of shit for $200, whatever. So essentially within like, I think what she said was her first week, she made like $800. And then from there, she got into like selling panties and all that stuff, like used worn panties. So I was like, oh my God, we were just talking about this. So I told that girl I was talking to, I was like, oh my God, I just listened to this podcast. They were just talking about this. It's crazy. So then the girl who was on the podcast, or who Tom was talking to, I found her on Instagram, and like I followed her, and I started like chit-chatting with her and just asking her questions, letting her know that my coworkers were interested in doing the same thing. And, you know, she was just giving me like, not advice, but like just her point of view on stuff. Yeah, it was crazy. So I had like a day or two to marinate on that. Then I thought to myself, can I make money on the internet doing that? There's got to be some gross dudes who want some pictures and videos of gross dude feats. There's got to be. And I was like, why not? Yep, your boy went for it. I went for it. So I have an old iPhone. It's like an iPhone 5. And I was like, I don't want to put a new Instagram profile on my current phone, because what happens when you do that is that it tells all your contacts, if they're on Instagram, hey, your buddy so-and-so has this new profile. Or it'll just say, hey, your contact has a new profile, you should follow him. And I don't want my contacts being like, what is you doing, Boogie? What is this ridiculous feet business? So I was like, okay, I'm gonna take this old iPhone. I'm going to create a brand new iCloud account. So it's not linked to, because that phone was no longer linked to my anything. So I made a brand new iCloud account, brand new email address, a brand new everything. I had planned on, you know, getting a new Venmo account, a new Cash App account, all this business. Unfortunately, because it's an iPhone 5, the operating system allowed on an iPhone 5 is older, and it won't allow you to upgrade to a later operating system. So some of like the newer apps that have been updated over time don't allow or won't work on that on older operating system. So I wasn't able to get a new Venmo account, and so I had to use an old I have two Cash App accounts, and I have an older one. So I just converted that old one. I changed the username or the Cash App name. Anyway, yeah, your boy did it. I don't even know why I'm telling y'all this, because y'all gonna look at me like I'm crazy, but y'all should already know I'm about that crazy pants life. I'm about that crazy pants life. So here's the deal. For my profile picture, my default picture, I took an old picture from like some crazy Snapchat filter, right? Like it was like very heavily processed. Like you couldn't even tell it's me. It was like very sparkly. It had like makeup on to make me look androgynous. Oh, and then like I took it through some other apps to kind of transform my face a little bit, so it was a little less recognizable in case somebody was like, wait a second, is this Boogie? Is this Boogie selling dirty feet pictures? What a crazy pants. So I did that. And then I left it at that. I made a little bio that says something like, something like, essentially saying I make custom content for sale, 18 and up only. And I put my Cash App account name on there. So if anybody want to slide in some cash money, that's how they did it. That's how they come across to your boy, drop them dollars for these tootsies. You feel me? Anyway. So I set it all up, and then like I followed a couple feed accounts, and then this feed account started following me, and then a couple creepy dudes started following me, and I was like, here we go. But then from there, I just slept on it. I was like, okay, I'm just going to sleep on it. I'm not going to check it until tomorrow. And then from there, I'll get to going, but I'll go through work, and then I'll figure out what I want to do after that. So the following day, I go to my friend and I was like, hey, so what's going on with the feet stuff? And then she told me that two dudes reached out to her, messaged her about it. And I think she got creeped out by one of them. And then something happened with one of them. And I think he reported her. And then shortly after that, her account got deleted. And then I found out that the girl from the other podcast, same thing happened to her. Her account got deleted. And then I guess because of the whole podcast thing, I mean, these accounts have been around for a while, but I think because of the reach, the depth and breadth of that podcast's audience, a lot of people started doing it. And a lot of people started, I don't know what happened. Either way, her account got deleted, and she had to create like a backup accounts and all this stuff. So I told my friend, I was like, yeah, that girl that I was telling you about, it happened to her too. So my friend was like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this, you know, if this is going to keep happening, this and that. Anyway, so apparently that kept happening to that girl not my coworker, but the one on the podcast. And she, I think, like, I haven't really kept up with it, but apparently she's is focusing more on doing business through Twitter now, because Instagram has been really finicky and just stuff keeps happening. So anyway, that night, the night after I set everything up. So I get home and I'm like, okay, let's dive in, because we got to figure a way to make some damn money any way we can. If this is a viable option and, you know, I can do it anonymously, like I didn't plan on having my face on there, just straight up like, hey, y'all want some pictures of my feet? Let me lube them up with some coconut oil. Get it going. Take some videos of me washing my feet. You know what I'm saying? I was ready. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, let me start taking some pictures. And I was like, okay, here we go. So I got me this nice decorative pillow, right? It's like, I don't know, it's red and gold. So I had this beautiful decorative pillow, and then I got some coconut oil, lathered my legs up real nice, lathered my feet up real nice. And I was like, okay, for one, let me just clarify, I was wearing shorts, okay? So I hiked my shorts up so that I had the phone angled downward. So what you could see is my knees and then my feet on this decorative pillow. And I'm sitting there, I'm trying to get a real good angle. And at that very moment, I said to myself, what is you doing with your life? Is this what it's come down to? Well, you need to reevaluate your life, sir. And at that very moment, I decided I wasn't going to do this anymore. Oh, yeah. I pretty much from that moment, I was like, okay, this is at hand. I'm done with all this. But I got that far. I got as far as setting the accounts up, getting that profile picture just right, so it wasn't exactly looking just like me, but just kind of. I had, you know, the ways to pay me set up. I had all that set up. And at the moment where I decided to take my first picture to get the whole thing going, I was like, sir, you need to reevaluate your life. But man, it's just making money. That's all it really is. That's all it was. But it made me feel some kind of way. And I was like, okay, we ain't going to do all that. And that's the end of that story, folks. I don't know what I'm supposed to learn from that, or what y'all are supposed to learn from that, or what y'all are going to learn about me. But that's a little glimpse about how wild your boy can get in his brain sometimes. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to take a quick break and I will be right back. And I'm back. All right, y'all. So on the last episode, I had spent a little time with my homeboy Jeff from Greetings Program. And there was one thing that I forgot to do. And if you recall from my first episode, I said that whenever I do have guests on, I want to ask them a specific question. And that question is, out of all the Ninja Turtles, the four Ninja Turtles, which one do you identify with the most? And I totally forgot to do that with Jeff. So I asked him to call up the Hotbox. So this segment is a mixture of Hotbox and Turtle Talk. Hot Turtle Talk is what it is. So I asked him to call and let me know what his answer was. So let's go ahead and get that queued up real quick. Here we go.
So you wanted to know which of the Teenage Mutant Tina Turners I identified with
yes,
most?
Yes, sir.
I'd have to say Raph. I mean, his intentions are good. He's got a kind heart, but he's a cantankerous asshole. And I don't know of any other way to sum myself up so perfectly. There you go, Raphael. That'd be the dude.
There you have it. So Jeff said Raphael because he's got a kind heart, but he can be a cantankerous asshole. And honestly, I feel that. That's exactly one reason why I said that when I gave my explanation or my answer to that, that I couldn't choose just one, that I chose half Michelangelo, half Raphael, because the Michelangelo side of me, I like to be lighthearted and fun and funny. But on the other side, I can feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders. And then, I can definitely be a cantankerous asshole my damn self. So I totally understand. I totally feel that, Jeff. And I appreciate you calling in and dropping that little morsel. All right. That's going to wrap it up for Hotbox / Turtle Talk. Next up, we're going to go right into two types. So for this two types, I have two of them, which kind of, I would say, go hand in hand in relation to the way I feel about these. So let me get them started here for you. Two types. All right. Which one are you? When it comes to string cheese, are you string it or are you bite it? And the second one is, which one are you? When it comes to Kit Kats, are you a break them off or are you a bite it? So I'm going to give you guys my answer to these. And then at the end, I will let you guys know how the folks of Instagram voted on this, because these were polls on Instagram. So string cheese, I will say this. When I was a child, when I was a very young child, you damn right, I would string it. It was fun to take that little piece of cheese and then peel each little piece off, put it in my mouth, chew it on up. Mmm, delicious. But as I have grown older, look, that's a no-go. That's a no-go for me because I don't have that kind of time or patience. But the main thing is this. If I'm going to eat some cheese, right? I don't want little slivers of cheese, one sliver at a time. I'm going to bite that damn cheese stick. That's what it is. It's a cheese stick. Forget string cheese. That's just a characteristic of the cheese. I want as much of that cheese flavor in my mouth. I don't want little slivers. Is you out of your damn mind? I'm a chubby grown man. I need as much cheese flavor as possible. And that also leads into the whole Kit Kat thing. Like, so the whole reason why I even brought up Kit Kats is because a friend of mine, Linda, from Flushing, Queens, New York, she told me that she gave one of those, I think, green tea Kit Kats to somebody, and he was a monster and just bit right into it. And with Kit Kats, this is what I do. I don't just take the four. I mean, it doesn't really matter what I do, but I'm going to tell you what I do because this is my show. What I do is, instead of just biting straight into the four pieces, the four wafer sticks, I break them in half, right? So you have two instead of four, you got two now, right? Two. Because two of the little thin sticks is more like a candy bar size. And I don't want a wafer straw stick of, chocolate wafer whateverness. Come on. I want as much Kit Kat flavor in my mouth. I mean, these are the fattest answers I could give y'all. But I mean, I'm just being real. This is how I feel about this. 100%. I don't have time to sit there and break them off and eat them one by one. What do I have all day just to leisurely? Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. No, player. I'm going to eat that whole thing as quick as possible because I love the taste of it. Now, let's get back. Let's get right into how the folks of Instagram voted. And y'all already know the answer to this, how this is going to play out. All right. Hashtag two types. 74% said string it and 26% said bite it when it comes to string cheese. And when it comes to Kit Kats, very similar answer. 76% said break them off, while 24% said just bite it. So I am in the minority when it comes to these two things, and that's fine. That's my life. That's my preference. You know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you want to do, and it doesn't matter what anybody else does. I just want to talk about it because it's fun to talk about. That's all that is. And that is pretty much going to wrap it up for this episode. I know it's a short one. I wanted to come back with something really silly and kind of lighthearted and fun because I have a couple episodes coming up that are going to be a little more on the serious tip. So I took a little break to do the move, but I'm getting right back into it. And I just kind of wanted to come back with something ridiculous and lighthearted. So there you have it, guys. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for listening or watching on YouTube if that's your cup of tea. And I really do recommend YouTube because you get more of my ugly face. You know what I'm saying? And also, you can't see all of them. Let me just, yeah, you can't. So that's a light. You don't want to see that. You see that right there? That's the girls. Yeah, that's the girls. Yeah, if y'all don't know, I'm a huge fan of the Golden Girls, so I got myself a little picture back there. Anyway, once again, if you want to hit me up, if you want to reach out to me, you can do so on, I'm just going to say Instagram. That's the best way, really. You can hit me up on the DMs on Instagram. The handle is @GnomeTomeBot. You can kick me. Don't kick me. We can kick it. Don't kick me. You can hit me up on GnomeTomeBot.com. Click on the contact link. There's a contact form. Or you can hit me up on the hot box. That is a hotline voice mailbox at 210-369-8720. 210-369-8720. You leave me a voicemail message, and I just might play your voicemail on a future episode and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And that is going to wrap it up for this episode. Thank you for listening. I love you guys, and I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit later on.